My name is Irma Muñoz, and I'm the president and founder of Mujeres La Tierra, one of the first Latina-led and founded environmental organizations in the country. For Latinos who have indigenous roots, and most of us do, the environment is something that's very profound. It's very spiritual. I recall my mom, when we had an aunt or cousin pregnant, my mother, they would say, well, I hope she is born when the moon is full. And they would always connect life occurrences with the earth, the moon, the stars. My mom was born in Mexico in a ranch, and we grew up in a very traditional Mexican household, although we were born and raised in Los Angeles. I have seven sisters, and my mother and father, well, they were very protective of us. We couldn't go out by ourselves. We always had to take another sister with us. For us, it's always been about family. And it wasn't that you had to go home. It's that you wanted to go home. What I found to be so amazing is I never knew we were poor. It was until later, when I think we were in college, when we realized, you know, the way they're defining poor is us. You know, so when my mom would talk about conservation, it had to do with the fact that she came from a farming background in Mexico. And there, if you did not take care of the land, you would not have a healthy crop the following year. The environment should be looked at holistically. It should be people and the environment, as opposed to the resolving environmental issues at the expense of families, at the expense of neighborhoods, and expense of community. I've been in meetings where I've been told that we don't have the capacity to make decisions because we don't understand. It's too complicated for us. Unless we've got an urban planning degree, or unless we have background in the environment, and we don't have a right to say diddly squat. Well, to those people who think that, besides it being very racist, I say a woman who has children is in the best position to know what is good for her children and the neighborhood in which they live. You know, I still have a real difficult time identifying myself as an environmentalist.